to feel that way about it, you know. But well, we just keep praying and praying. But some of the Protestants don't go along with the Catholic Pentecostal, although it's pretty much alike. I don't know if you ever listened to Catherine Coleman.
Yeah, I've heard
it. Yes, uh-huh. Well, plenty of us listen to her too, and she's Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still some people that just don't. Well, that's all there is to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time comes and they feel like, well, this is it, well, they'll join. But until then, you can't push anybody into anything, you know.
Have you been involved with the charismatic movement?
Yes.
For how many years?
Well, now it's almost 5 years. Of course, I'm not as influential, if you'd say, as lots of the people are, you know, and some of them just, they are really such lovely people, and they just so moved and all by it, you know. And
can you speak in tongues?
No, I've never really tried speaking in tongues or anything, or asked that I'd have that gift of tongues, because I don't know, that's one thing I just, I'm not against it, but I'm not enthusiastic about receiving the gift of tongues. Now, you see, when my poor husband lived, I used to go to the prayer meetings and everything, and he used to laugh at me. He called me a holy roller, which many of them do call it. Anybody that's a Pentecostal, they call them holy rollers, you know.
Do you ever hear any names for Jews?
Kind?
Uh-huh. How does that sound? Is that very insulting?
It is. Oh, yeah, that's really insulting, you know. But there are some that... I really wouldn't, you know, think of them, but I know sometimes as some people speak of them, they say, oh, he's a kike.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only way.
What about names for Germans?
Names for Germans.
Did you ever hear any? Mm-hmm. What about for low Germans? People from Holland and that area?
No, now you see, I wouldn't consider that low Germans.
What?
You mean from Holland and that?
Yeah.
We call that Dutch.
Okay. And do you ever hear any names for Italians?
Oh, honey, that's funny. Dago, Wop. What's so funny is to hear a Dago Italian tell a joke about the WAPs, you know. Oh, it's really.
Are those
so
ones very insulting, or are they pretty common?
Well, it depends on who you talk. I mean, if you really, you don't really want to offend them or anything, you know, you wouldn't call them a WAP unless it's a joke right to their face and all, you know. But Dago and WAP, we have some very good Italian friends, and he'll say, no, I'm a Dago.
What about names for people from Poland?
Well, they got so many jokes about Polish people and all. And,
what do they call Polish people in the jokes?
Just,